It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. Mark, today on the Travel Guys, what do we got?
This is a little bit of a special program today. For the last 3 months, folks have been guessing destinations all around the world, mystery spots, if you will. And today we have six finalists. Five of them in studio, one of them with us live on the telephone, and we are going to award a trip by the end of this hour. Somebody is going to have a trip to Hawaii or New York City.
Mark will have the travel news and then the travel trivia contest. How is your travel trivia? Play along with us. It's all coming up.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, I want a Route 66. Let it roll.
Yeah, it's that other Sunday when Ed Outland isn't here. It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and we actually have kind of like a live audience. So. Yeah, all of our contestants.
First time we've ever had a live studio audience.
Yeah,
yes,
we got our contestants for the contest and their family and friends that have come along, and we're going to get an opportunity to introduce you to them.
Plus, there are several thousand people outside the window. Oh, well, maybe not several thousand. Well, there was a guy out there mowing the lawn a little bit earlier. But anyways, welcome to the Travel Guys on a Sunday afternoon.
And, you know, what we always do at the beginning of the show hasn't changed. We're going to bring you up to date on the coolest and latest things, some of it really good, some of it not so good, happening in the world of travel. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, travel news time with Mark Hoffman.
Hey, the Statue of Liberty is going to get some security upgrades. The statue will be closed for security upgrades next year and for up to 12 months. Visitors will still be able to visit the park surrounding the statue, but you won't be able to get into it after October 12th of this year when the statue celebrates its 125th anniversary. The project will cost about $26 million, and fireproof staircases, elevators, and exits will be added. And, of course, the best view of the Statue of Liberty is always from a cruise boat going by the statue as opposed to being on the island. Harrah's Las Vegas has dropped the last of resort charges on its Las Vegas properties. As Tom and I were talking before we went on the air, this is really significant because of the fact that a lot of the properties in Las Vegas have been tacking on for a number of years what they call resort fees, which basically covered the daily newspaper, your telephone, your internet access, anything else that they could kind of bundle together and charge you $6 or $8 or $10 or $12 a day for. And now, because of the hard times and people questioning it, they're kind of pulling those things back.
A lot of people don't use those services, so why should you be paying for them?
Well, and
what do you do to make it go away?
And if you see a resort fee on a hotel bill when you're getting ready to check out, if that's not something that they made you aware of when you checked in, then you need to contest it. And if you're checking into a place or you're making a reservation at a resort, make sure you ask, because that won't be included in the room rate. And sometimes resort fees in some of these upscale places can be as much as $20 or $30 a day. So that's something to be concerned about. Here's a positive note. UNESCO has taken the Galapagos Islands off of the endangered list. The World Heritage Committee has removed the islands from its list of World Heritage Sites that are in danger. The Galapagos were added to the list in 2007 because of threats posed by invasive species, unbridled tourism, and overfishing. And so people have given the nature and wildlife a little bit of chance to rest and recuperate, and it's working. So the Galapagos. I have never been there, Tom, but I have always heard it's off the coast of Peru and Ecuador. Beautiful, beautiful place.
I'm fascinated by the name.
Speaking of water, Carnival and RCCL, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, are going to use cage-free eggs on their cruise ships.
Okay. And now you're telling me that cruise lines, they bring chickens on board?
No, Tom. The eggs are brought on board. What it means
and they
is
let the chickens run around on
board? No, the chickens will not be running around on board the ship.
Okay.
They're going to use eggs from chickens who were not kept in a cage all of their life. American Airlines Fleet Services have voted in favor of a possible strike against the airline. The vote was 81% in favor. They are the latest American Airlines union to vote in favor of a strike, joining mechanics, maintenance technicians, and clerk groups. Results for that vote for the next vote are expected on August the 24th. Again, if you're thinking of flying American Airlines in the next few months, something that you want to be aware of.
Well, can't they just give them furlough Fridays? I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, The push is going to come to shove. The airlines now are starting to make a little bit of money, and the employees have taken a lot of pay cuts over the years, so they're going to want some of that money. I mean, that's you're going to see some real labor issues in the next couple of years. All right, finally, on the travel news here, Kellogg is answering the cravings of Pop-Tart owners by opening a Pop-Tart restaurant in New York City. I understand Kitty O'Neill beat us to the punch with this story last week. I'll have to speak to her. That was probably some of Kitty's litter.
Right from where I'm standing.
Yeah. Let's beat the travel guys to the punch. The menu will certainly sound tantalizing if you like Pop-Tarts. There is a thing called the Fluffer Butter, which is marshmallow spread sandwiched between two Pop-Tarts frosted with fudge on the outside. There's one that tastes like a cinnamon roll. There's ants on a log consisting of celery, peanut butter, and chunks of wild grapes.
There you go.
Also, there's going to be sushi Pop-Tarts, I understand. The restaurant will be open in Times Square for a couple of months until after Labor Day, and then Kellogg's is going to decide whether or not they think there is enough demand for a Pop-Tart restaurant in Times Square to keep it there on a regular basis. Amazing but true, right there in the crossroads of the world. Everything's in Times Square. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the travel news for today.
With the travel guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Well, I guess it's time to check in with our contestant and make that call to his home. We have one contestant that's going to be on the phone, and we'll bring in our other two contestants in Group A.
Let's tell the folks here, we have a minute or two before the break, so let's explain to those of you who are listening at home how the Mystery Spot Final, Trivia Finals, are going to work here. We have two groups of contestants, three in each group, and that will be our semifinal rounds in the next two segments. Each winner, then, will be invited back during the last segment, and the two of them will play off. Each of the contestants will have an opportunity to answer, to identify questions that are either mystery spots or trivia questions that have to do with the Travel Guys radio show, which has now been on the air for the last 6 months. So the more they've been listening, perhaps the better off that they will do. The first person who gets a question will get 2 points if they get it right, and each ensuing guest will get 1 point. You can play along at home simply by listening to us. There is nothing else that you have to do. Or you can go to travelguysradio.com and kind of play along with us. But if you're near a computer, but we invite you to join us on the air. Anything you want to add, Mr. Romano?
That's it.
Contest judge.
I'm actually, I've always wanted to be one of these. I am the offstage announcer for a contest, a radio travel trivia contest.
Yes.
And you're the host. I'm the offstage
announcer. Well, and this is live radio, so folks, hang on. Who knows what could happen over the next 45 minutes, but we promise you it will be entertaining. When we come back, the Travel Guys Mystery Spot Trivia Contest, round one, right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, it's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Which mic am I on here, Jonathan? I don't know. It's not that. There I am.
There you go.
And we got like 14
We found you.
Microphones.
You're right. Yeah. Well, it's for folks who haven't been in the KFBK studios. There, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I understand. You tell me. I'm standing in the Kitty O'Neill spot.
That's the Kitty O'Neill spot.
Wow. That's a pretty big honor.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Travel Trivia on News Talk 1530 KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations and the Travel Guys. Mark, can we introduce our contestants?
We can. We have three contestants here in the first round. Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi. And Vera.
Hello.
And on the phone, we have John Malmquist. Hi, John.
How are you doing?
Good, sir. John is joining us on the telephone. So we have our three contestants here. Stacy, tell us, we have like 1 minute here. Tell us, what do you do?
I'm a videographer.
A videographer?
So I do wedding videos.
Ooh, cool. Hey, you might want to talk to Tom. He's got a daughter who's going to be getting
I do. We will talk after talk the after. Show. I am looking for a...
Vera, are you still working for a living?
No, I am retired.
Oh.
From the state of California.
From the state of... You got out just in time, it sounds like.
That sounds like
it. Hey, John.
I work in public safety on the fire side.
Oh, on the fire side of public safety. All right, cool. Well, just to quickly go over things before we start here, we have a series of questions. They are either mystery spots or Travel Guys radio trivia. So I'll tell you what it is in the beginning. I will give a general clue to all three of you, And then, for example, in the first round, Stacy, we've already had a draw before the show went on the air. Stacy will go first, Vera will go second, and John will go third. They will each will give a general clue, and then each of them will get an individual clue and have 10 seconds to answer. If you answer the question, if the first person answers, it's worth 2 points. If the second or third person answer, it's worth 1 point. If no one gets it, then we move on to the next question. If at the end of the round, Tom will give us a two-minute warning. At that point, there will be one more question, and then if there is a tie, there will be a tiebreaker question after that. The winner will come back at 45 minutes after the hour and play for Hawaii or New York. You ready, ladies?
Yes.
You ready, John?
Ready.
All right, we are ready to go. The first mystery spot. In the first round, general clue, I'm in California and Nevada. General clue, I'm in California and Nevada. Stacy, here's your clue. There are no lakes in this answer.
That was going to be my answer.
Okay, your guess, Stacy?
I was going to be Lake Tahoe.
Okay. Don't know then.
No.
Okay. Vera, you get the next clue. Remember, I'm in California, Nevada. There are no lakes in this answer. And yours? Boy, it's warm here.
Death Valley?
Death Valley is correct. Death Valley is correct. So we have 1 point for Vera. 1 point for Vera. Now we go to the next round. The third clue, had it gone to John, was no one will catch their death of cold here. That's for certain. That probably would have given it away. Okay, now in this round, Vera, you get the first guess, and then John, and then we'll come to Stacy. So, Vera, this is worth 2 points. This is also a mystery spot. General clue for everyone. I perform at midnight. I am an object. Vera, your clue is, boy, I sure hope that thing doesn't fall on me.
Moon?
Say again?
The moon?
No, the moon is not correct. All right.
Good guess, though. I would have guessed the moon.
We're going to go to John now. Now, John, hang on just a second here because you're going to get another clue. I perform at midnight. I'm an object. Boy, I sure hope that thing doesn't fall on me. Your clue is people everywhere.
John, do you have an answer?
It's the ball drop at Times Square.
You betcha. It's the ball dropping at Times Square. Very good. Did you know that one, Stacy? Did you have it yet?
No.
The third clue was ring in the new year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that might have given it to you. All right. Ready for round three. Vera and John each have 1 point. Third round coming up.
And so you'll know on this particular round, who goes first?
Who goes first? John goes first this time.
All right.
Okay, so John, you will be first. This is a Travel Guys radio trivia question. Okay? This is a general clue. Has to do with Travel Guys guests. Okay? Our first show in February featured a travel legend as a guest. John, your clue... It was broadcast from New York City. Who was the travel legend who appeared? What do you think, John?
I don't have a clue.
Not a clue. Okay, let's go to... All right, so we give Stacy a shot. Now, this is a Travel Guys guest. He's a travel legend. He joined us from New York City. His daughter appeared as a guest on the same program. No idea?
No.
No, Stacy doesn't have an idea either. All right, Vera, last shot here for this question. Dozens of travel guides bear his name.
Steez, I think is the name.
That's your answer?
Yes.
Okay, Rick Steves, I think
Rick
you're talking
Steve.
About. No, unfortunately, that's not correct. The name we're looking for is Arthur Frommer.
Oh.
Fromer Travel Guide.
See, it pays to listen to the Travel Guide radio show.
Okay,
or
well,
not.
That's all right. We've got some more to go here.
Okay.
We've got three more questions to go for our semifinal rounds. By the way, you are listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
And it is the Travel Trivia Contest, ladies and gentlemen. Play along at home.
That was offstage announcer Tom Romano.
Thank you. I am
onstage announcer standing right next to him, Mark Hoffman. Our fourth question here, with Stacy answering first. We have three contestants, Stacy, Vera, and John. And Stacy, this is a mystery spot. The general clue is, I am a national park. Okay. Hold on. And now Stacy's clue, the animals and the elements are active here year round.
Yellowstone.
Very good. Right off the bat. Stacy rallying from behind, getting a two-point answer. The other clues were going to be the hot springs are so big, some might say mammoth, and a funny colored rock inspired my name, Yellowstone National Park. So we have two questions to go. Stacy has 2 points. Vera and John have 1 point each. We are ready for the fifth question out of six in round one in the Travel Trivia Contest. General clue. In the spring, this is a Travel Guys trivia question from the program. In the spring, we reported these were showing up in hotels more often around the country. That's the general clue. Vera, your clue is John Holloway has a spray to get rid of them. What are we talking about?
Bed bugs.
Very good, Vera. Bed bugs is absolutely right. Absolutely right. So we have one question still to go.
Did you hear that show, or was that just a brilliant guess?
Oh, it's just a brilliant guess.
So going into our last question, we have Vera with 3 points. Stacy has 2 points. John has 1 point. Remember, the first answer is worth two. The other answers are worth one. The chips are down. We're down to the last one here. This is a mystery spot. John, you get the first shot.
Okay.
General clue, I am a monument to a great world's fair in the United States. General clue, I am a monument to a great world's fair in the United States. John, your clue, you can wine and dine there. What do you think, John?
The Presidio in San Francisco.
The Presidio in San Francisco. No, not correct. Sorry, John. Stacy, for 1 point to tie Vera, here is your clue. Remember, I'm a monument to a great world's fair in the United States. You can wine and dine there. Wow, look at the view.
Don't guess, John. It's not your turn.
Sorry.
What do you think, Stacy?
I can see it, but I can't think of the name.
You can't think of it. Okay, well, then we're going to have to move on and give Vera a shot. The last clue, Vera, I'm a monument to a great world's fair in the United States. You can wine and dine here. Wow, look at the view. The last clue is Puget Sound.
The Seattle Space Needle.
The Space Needle in Seattle is correct. And Vera, that cements your spot. You are the winner in the first round of the Travel Trivia Contest here, yet you have ensured your spot in the finals. Stacy and John, you will both be semifinal winners. You will be getting our overnight package to San Francisco, compliments of Amtrak and the San Francisco Convention and Visitors Bureau. So thank you, John, for joining us online today, and thank you, Stacy, for coming in.
Thank you. You guys were all brilliant.
Vera's going to have to go back into the green room for a few minutes and then come out, and we will go on with Travel Trivia. So congratulations to Vera, and thank you to Stacy and to John.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That was pretty exciting stuff.
It was. I tell you, here again, I had no clues what the questions were going to be. And Mark, I have to say, you picked some good stuff. I think Stacy was. Did you know Space Needle?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I was thinking Coit Tower, and I knew it was Coit Tower. I knew it. I saw it. I just couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, and I heard John in the background say St. Louis. I think he was thinking of the Gateway Arch, which is a national monument But, boy, that one would have been tough because you can eat and dine in the basement, but you can't eat and dine up on and wine and dine up on the top of the Arch in St. Louis. So that would have been difficult. But you remember John when he was in here with the bed bug spray and the whole all over the place? And there haven't been bed bugs in Tom's office ever since.
No. John came. I want you to know every time we travel, my wife, that's the first thing. She says, you know, you didn't go by and get that bed bug spray. And, of course, she is somewhat freaked out over the stories in regards to
Well,
that,
I will tell you just here, since we have a minute before
you're not going to give me bed bugs.
No, wait, really and truly, if bed bugs attack you, you will probably wake up in the morning and you will have what appear to be small insect bites generally around your feet or lower legs, and there might be five or six, and they'll itch a little bit, and they'll go away in a day or so, and usually they're not a problem. There are a very small number of people who have allergic reactions and other issues with those, but for most folks, if you wake up in the morning and you've got little insect bites all over, and they basically go away right away, then you were probably a victim of a bed bug attack.
But the big concern is taking them home with you in your luggage.
Well, yes, bed bugs travel quite nicely, and so that is the problem, is that bed bugs are heading all over the country. All right, we've got a news break coming up. We should remind folks that you are listening to the Travel Guys. Today we have a very special program. We are having our Mystery Spot Travel Trivia Contest Finals right here. We've just finished the first round with our three semifinalists. Right after the news break, we have another three semifinalists to go, and then we're going to come back and have the two winners play off, and one of them is going to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City. You can play along with us just by listening to the Travel Guys.
How are you doing at home, huh? Are you getting the answers right? Thanks for joining us. It's the Travel Trivia Contest with the Travel Guys. More to come. News Talk 1530 KFVK right after the news.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And yes, it is the Travel Trivia Contest, the follow-up from the Mystery Spot Contest here live on the radio. And yes, folks, you at home can play along. And now, your MC and host of the show, ladies and gentlemen,
Monty Hall,
Mark Hoffman.
Who was the offstage announcer back in Let's Make a Deal? I can't remember the guy's name.
Wasn't me. That's all.
Carol
I can say.
Merrill was the gal down on the floor. I remember. I know we're dating ourselves. That was 30 years ago, and nobody cares.
I should
cares.
Know that, but
yeah. Well, welcome back to the Travel
Faye,
Guys.
Clay O'Fay.
No, it wasn't Clay O'Fay. Welcome back to the Travel Guys Trivia Contest. This is our Mystery Spot Contest where we have all of our Mystery Spot winners. We've already had one semifinal round if you are just joining us. Vera is in the green room right now getting massaged before the finals. And we have the other three semifinals here in front of us, Kim, Lennis, and Ruth. Hi, Kim. Hi. Get in there, coast a little bit. Tell us do you live in Sacramento?
No, Roseville.
Roseville. What do you do?
I'm a homemaker.
A homemaker. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that your husband that's with you here today?
Yes, Pete.
So he's hoping to go to Hawaii or New York.
Definitely.
I hope it's a pleasant ride home. Yes. If nothing else, instead of one out of six, you're now down to one out of four.
Yes,
so
I know.
Things are getting better. Lennis, welcome to the Travel Trivia Guys. Travel Guys Trivia. Oh, forget it.
Travel Trivia.
Yeah, welcome to KFBK, Lennis. Which mystery spot did you guess?
There was the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal. Okay. So, Lennis, are you retired? Or are you still working for a living?
I'm retired.
Retired? Sacramento?
I live in Rockland.
In Rockland. Okay. And you listen to KFBK 24/7. In fact, you have it pumped into your – no, I'm just kidding. At night.
That's the one I listen to most.
The one you listen to most. And finally, Vera. Finally, Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Mark.
Ruth and I are – should I say this? Ruth and I have known each other for a while. Ruth is a sports leisure traveler.
Very good. You chose well, Ruth.
Yeah, and so Ruth is retired. Am I right?
Yes,
I am. What did you do before you were retired?
I'm retired from the county of Sacramento.
Oh.
And I retired from the animal shelter.
Oh, cool.
Very good.
So you were saving animals for how many?
I was. For 3 years I was there.
Wow.
That was my last spot.
Cool. Well, welcome to Kim and Lennis and Ruth. They are our contestants for the second round. To give you all that who are listening on the radio a review, and for our three contestants here, we are about to have the second semifinal round. We already have one finalist. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to determine the next finalist, and then the two finalists are going to join together in the last segment of the program, and one of them is going to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City. Now, the way the trivia contest goes is we have six rounds. We have already predetermined by a draw before the show as who will be first, second, and third. The first person to guess gets 2 points if they get the answer. The next two guesses are worth 1 point. There's a general clue for everyone, and then each contestant gets an additional clue, and you have 10 seconds of Jeopardy music in which to formulate your answer. Once you give an answer, though, that's your final answer, so you're only allowed to give one. So think about it before you blurt out, just in case you maybe a little bit of thought would have gotten it right. All right, we're ready to go. First round of the second semifinals for the mystery spot. This is indeed a mystery spot.
And who goes first?
Who goes first is Kim. And the
Kim, good luck.
Thank you.
The general clue, for over 100 years, I have been held on the same holiday. That's the general clue for all three of you. For over 100 years, I have been held on the same holiday. Kim, this is your clue. People sleep on the sidewalk overnight to get a good view.
Answer?
What do you think, Kim?
The Pasadena Rose Parade.
Very good. 2 points for Kim, the Tournament of Roses Parade. That's very good. The second clue was going to be, isn't there a football game around here somewhere? And the third one was, I sort of feel like I'm floating on a sea of flowers.
Oh, I was born there.
Oh, you were born in Pasadena? Oh, wow.
Wow. Unfair advantage.
Yeah,
foul.
This is why we had him sign those releases beforehand. Yeah. Kim has jumped off quickly, but Lennis, you have a chance now to tie up because you have a chance, a two-point question of your own. Here is the second round. This is a mystery spot again. General clue. I am a specific place in a famous city. General clue for all three of you. I am a specific place in a famous city. So the name of the city will not qualify as the correct answer. You have to give the place in the city is what we're looking for. So, Lennis, here is the first clue for you. Take off all your clothes.
And Lennis.
Lennis, do you have an idea of what the mystery spot might be?
I do not have a clue.
You do not have a clue. All right. All right. We're going to go on to Ruth. You have a chance now here, Ruth. I am a specific place in a famous city, and the first clue was take off all your clothes. The second clue, lights, food, girls. Bugsy Malone would have been proud. After all, he started this place. Ruth, what do you think the mystery spot is?
All I can think of is a city, but not a spot.
Okay. All right. Then Kim, you have the last shot. Now, here comes the last clue. It's a specific place in a famous city. The first clue was take off all your clothes. The second clue was lights, food, girls. Bugsy Malone would have been proud. After all, he started the place. And the third one is, what happens in the city I'm in stays in the city I'm in.
I'll just say the Vegas Strip. But
the Las Vegas Strip, Kim, is correct. Yes, the first clue was kind of tough. Take off all your clothes or strip. Yeah. And Bugsy Malone, of course, started the Flamingo Hotel on the Strip. So he was a man who kind of started it all. He ran the Mormons out and things kind of changed after that, yeah. Las Vegas, did you know that? Las Vegas was a Mormon settlement
originally. I did not know that.
The history of Las Vegas, you go down there, there's an old Mormon fort in Las Vegas. Things have changed just a tad since then.
About to begin another round.
This
is the Travel Guys. It's Travel Trivia with Kim and Lennis and Ruth. So here we go, Mark.
Okay, we're ready to go. Lennis and Ruth, Kim has a big lead now. You guys have several chances to catch up. Here we go. Third round, this is a Travel Guys trivia question. In June, we had dedicated an entire show to this staycation destination. And Ruth, your clue is beaches, mountains, desert. I have it all at an affordable price. What is this destination? What do you think, Ruth?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next one here. Kim, you get the next shot at it. In June, we dedicated an entire show to this staycation destination. Beaches, mountains, desert. I have it all at an affordable price. Next clue, sounds like a musical instrument. What do you think, Kim? Any idea?
I don't.
You don't know. Okay, I bet you there's people out there right now driving frantically around town.
I know this. I heard that show.
All right, Lennis, you get the last shot here. We dedicated an entire show to this destination in June as a staycation destination. Beaches, mountains, desert. I have it all at an affordable price. The name sounds like a musical instrument. And finally, Lewis and Clark camped here. Well, you got to decide on an answer. So whatever you want to give me. Lewis and Clark camped here sounds like a musical instrument. What do you think? 3 seconds. 2, 1, anything? Oregon is correct. Under the buzzer. 1 point for Lennis. Oregon is correct. Sounds like a musical instrument or maybe an organ.
Organ.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, fourth round. We're back to Kim This is a mystery spot. I am a world-renowned attraction in an international city of repute. That's for all three of you. And Kim, your clue is I tower over the city. What do you think, Kim? A world-renowned attraction of internet in a city of international repute, towering over the city.
The Statue of Liberty.
No, good guess. All right, Lennis, you have a chance now for 1 point. I prefer the French to the Germans any day.
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. Very good for Lennis. Kim has 3 points. Lennis has 2. We have a couple questions still to go. Travel Guys Trivia, this is. In this round, Lennis, you get the first shot. General clue. Both Mark and Tom have real jobs outside of the Travel Guys. Tom is on the air afternoons at a local radio station. What are the call letters, the name it's known by, or the location on the dial? Clue for you, Lennis, it's an FM frequency.
The 93.2.
93.2 is not correct. Okay. Ruth, you have a chance now. It's an FM frequency. We're looking for the call letters, the name it's known by, or the location on the radio dial. It plays music you've heard before.
The location on the dial,
the call letters, or the name it's known by.
I think
93.1. Very good, Ruth.
There you go. See, on the tour, who would have thought that information on the tour when Tom made a shameless plug for his afternoon show on Classic 93.1.
And was Ruth already in the building when you did that or not?
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Oh, okay. Well, you see.
Yeah, but I didn't get it right.
All right, here we go. This is the last question in this round. The last question. Lennis has 2 points. Ruth has 1. Kim has 3. Ruth, you get the first shot at this. This is a mystery spot. General clue. I am a building, actually a collection of buildings on an island. Ruth, your clue is you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Time's
What's
up.
The mystery spot, Ruth? What do you think?
I don't have a guess.
Not a clue, huh? Okay, let's go to Kim and see if she can pick it up now. I'm a building, actually a collection of buildings on an island. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. My nickname is The Rock.
Alcatraz?
Alcatraz is correct. Alcatraz is correct. And so we come to the end of the second travel trivia contest round, and Kim is our winner. So, Kim, congratulations.
Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you.
Congratulations to all of you. You all played well. That was very good.
Yes, Lennis and Ruth, we're going to go to the break, and then we're going to come back and have the finals of the Travel Trivia Contest. This is News Talk 1530 KFPK.
It is the Travel Guys on Newstack 1530 KFBK. Travel Trivia is underway, and our final round is about to begin. Once again, your host, Mark Hoffman,
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two contestants left, Kim and Vera, who are both trying to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City sometime in the next 7 minutes. This is the first question of the last round. It is a mystery spot. Wait a minute. Where did my stuff go here? Okay. Live radio is always fun. It is the mystery spot. Where is our right stuff here? 1, 2, 3, final round. Here we go. All right. This is a mystery spot. General clue for both of you. I'm one of the world's most famous rivers. I'm one of the world's most famous rivers. Kim, I'm not in the – I'm sorry. Who was first here? Vera's first.
Mm-hmm.
Vera, I'm not in the Northern Hemisphere.
The Amazon?
The Amazon River is correct. Vera jumps right out and
boom,
snags 2 points right out of the box. All right, this one will go to Kim first. This is also a mystery spot. General clue. In my heyday, my sister and I were the toast of the town. In my heyday, my sister and I were the toast of the town. Kim, your clue. I'm a working monument to days gone by.
Answer.
I don't know.
No idea. Okay. Let's see if Vera can get a point to steal it here. My sister was the queen of the Mississippi, and I am the king of the Delta.
The Delta King?
The Delta King is correct. 1 point for Vera. All right. Third round. Vera, you get the first guess this time. This is a Travel Guys radio trivia question. This has to do with our theme song. Name one of the songs represented in the Travel Guys theme song played at the beginning of each program. You get 1 point for each one you can name, and then Kim gets a chance. Up to 3 points, Vera. How many names in the Travel Guys trivia of our theme song can you name?
Tell me when you're ready to make a guess.
I don't know.
Okay, Kim. You have a chance to name up to three. If you can identify any of the songs in the Travel Guys theme song.
Are you ready to go? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the Road Again?
Yes.
That's the only one that comes to mind.
Okay. All right. On the Road Again is correct. I'm a Traveling Man, King of the Road, Hit the Road, Jack, City of New Orleans, and Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Okay?
So I'm actually wearing a shirt with Route 66 on it. But
Vera has 3 points, and Kim has one. Let's go to the fourth round here. This one goes to Kim first, I believe. I am a national park. This is a mystery spot. General clue, I'm a national – oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong one. We already gave that one. I'm sorry. Here we go. This is a mystery spot. This is a mystery spot. General clue. I am perhaps one of the most famous mythical places in these United States. I am perhaps one of the most famous mythical places in these United States. Kim, everyone here is strong, good-looking, and above average.
And your guess?
I don't know.
No idea. All right, Vera, we'll give you a shot. I am the second most requested destination in the state of Minnesota, even though I really don't exist.
10 seconds. And bury your guess.
I don't have an answer.
Okay. The answer we're looking for is Lake Wobegon. Have you ever heard of the PBS show, A Prairie Home Companion? Yes, yeah. Lake Wobegon is a mythical place. Garrison Keillor is the host of that program on PBS right here in Sacramento every week. On another network. Okay, fifth round. This one first goes to Vera. Vera, general clue. The Travel Guys show made its debut on this holiday. The Travel Guys show made its debut on this holiday. Your clue, brr, it's cold outside.
10 seconds.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, not correct. Kim, no shamrocks, silly. Those are green.
St. Patrick's Day.
No, unfortunately, that wasn't what I was looking for. We were looking for Valentine's Day. No shamrocks, silly. Those are green. So we were looking for Valentine's Day. All right.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay, we have one more question. We have one more question. Where is our one more question? Help me here, Tom. There it is right there. Thank you. Okay.
Tiebreaker time.
Tiebreaker time. Live radio.
Running out of time. All
okay,
right,
here we go. Kim, this is a mystery spot. It is a building. Your clue. It's a building. That's the general clue. Kim, I have a very distinctive color. 10 seconds.
Go. Kim, and your guess, please.
Oh, Empire State Building. I can't think. I don't know.
No, I'm afraid that's not correct. Vera, real quickly, I was burned to the ground in the 1800s and rebuilt.
10 seconds.
Any idea? We're running a little short on time, so I'm going to cut you off here and just say it's the White House. The White House. We have reached the end of the contest. Vera, you are our winner. You are going to... You are going to San Francisco or New York City. Kim, thank you so much for coming down and playing. Thanks to all of our contestants for playing. We have got to get out of here as quickly as we can. Vera, we'll talk to you on the next Travel Guys trivia or the next Travel Guys show to find out how you were able to ace this contest. Congratulations to you and to all of our contestants. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful week. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.